KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. And oftentimes, we like to see how things are going elsewhere. And that is what we are doing today. We're talking, Emily and I are talking with Louisa Morris, the Mendocino Land Trust, all kinds of stuff going on there. I think it's been like, 6 months, a year since we spoke last, right?
Yeah.
Somewhere in that ballpark. So we're taking a look at various different things going down there. The Shady Dell Trail Project, among other things, getting hooked into the California Coastal Trail. What's happening?
The Mendocino Land Trust has been working with the Save the Redwoods League, who's the property owner of almost 1,000 acres at the south end of the Lost Coast, just south of Usal.
Mm-hmm.
And we are building a new 2.3-mile long segment of the California Coastal Trail. So, and it's nearly done. It's not quite done yet. But the project has been funded by the State Coastal Conservancy and Save the Redwoods League, and just features a whole bunch of different partnerships.
And when do you expect that to be complete?
End of the year.
Mm-hmm. Soon.
Yeah. End of this calendar year. The interpretive panels might not be in yet, but they will go in by the spring, and I think there will be a grand opening sometime next spring.
And what kind of trail is this?
It is a pedestrian trail, so mm-hmm. just for hiking. The trail is on some old logging roads as well as new construction, 2 foot. And we're building it 2.5 feet wide, but it'll probably shrink down to 2 foot wide, just a dirt footpath. It is steep in places. We worked with an old social trail that goes up through some really cool candelabra trees that I think I talked with you about on KHUM before. There's a forest full of these really weird redwoods that are just beautiful, sculpted by the salt and wind. But there's already a trail through there, so that has been there for decades probably. So we adopted part of that trail, and it does go up the hill fairly steeply. So, and then we rerouted it where we could.
Great. So this is a great new addition to the Lost Coast Trail. So essentially, this property is just south of the Sinquion Wilderness.
That's right, State Park. Yes.
Great. And so, this was a section that did not have trails before, and so if you were kind of hiking the Lost Coast Trail south through Sinquion, you would then have to be on a road.
That's right, the Usal Road, yeah.
Great.
Which anyone who's driven it knows, it's a rugged road.
Yes, barely a road.
It's a county road, though, so yeah. It is a public road.
Yeah, great.
Takes care of it the best they can.
Yeah, and so since Mendocino Land Trust has been leading the trail development here, and that fits really well with the Mendocino Land Trust has been building and preserving coastal trail along the Mendocino coast for a long time. So is this one of your more northern projects in the county?
It is. Probably, just thinking, it's probably our northernmost project, including the conservation easements and fee properties that mm-hmm. we hold. This is the furthest north that we've constructed a trail. We're not quite to the Humboldt border. I think that's up more near Four Corners,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's also one of our bigger projects. We have built and we manage about 15 trails on the Mendocino coast. But I think till now this one, our longest one was about 1.2 miles or 1.5 miles. So we did build a trail at Casper that was, I think, about 1.5 miles. So this is the longest and certainly most remote project that we've done to date as an organization in terms of trail building.
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah.
And so do you expect that a lot of youth, you know, there'll be diverse youth from, you know, local residents in Mendocino County and, you know, potentially kind of through hikers?
You know, I would say a lot is all relative. Since we're such a rural county, you know, we don't get as much use, obviously, as you might if in San Francisco or the Bay Area.
Fortunately.
Yeah. It's part of probably why a lot of us live here, right? It's more rugged and wild and less populated. But there's sort of two user groups that you saw. There's the people who are hiking the Lost Coast Trail, who have backpacks and are kind of looking for a more remote wilderness experience, perhaps. And then there's the folks who go to USAL to party. So we have kind of two user groups. I think the trail it's already generated a lot of interest. We already have people walking up through the candelabra trees and then just continuing on. And toward the end of the summer, we were starting to see some public just while we were working, mm-hmm. even though the trail's not officially open. The parking at the south end is limited. At the north end, it's a little bit better, but that is where the campground is at USAL. So, yeah, I do think we will see use, and as the word gets out, there will be people who hike this section as part of their Lost Coast backpack or hiking experience, and others who are just staying at USAL and want to see something they haven't seen before. You can make a loop out of the trail if you hike the trail out and then the road back, mm-hmm. But otherwise it's just an out and back.
Mm-hmm.
But the total hike is, you know, close to 5 miles if you go out and back.
Nice.
So yeah, and it really showcases, I think, all of the wide variety of habitats and beauty that is kind of quintessentially the Lost Coast. There's views of the ocean and the rugged coastline. There's walking through firs, walking through redwoods, walking through open meadow areas. And there's one section that's really steep that you can really hear the ocean. So it really, I think, offers a varied experience for the user, which is exciting.
It sounds like it.
Walking this trail. And it is there's a few sections that are a little bit steep, but we really designed it so that it has here's some jargon for you, a curvilinear alignment, and it drains evenly across, so it's outsloped. All the new construction is designed to drain across the entire alignment, and so that makes it easier to walk, too, just so you can really see what you're walking through rather than having to look at your feet and climb a steep hill.
Nice. Well, it sounds like a beautiful spot to be out and about.
Yeah, it's really neat.
Fantastic.
Really neat. I hope you get to see it soon.
I understand that the Mendocino Land Trust is working with the California Coastal Conservancy to put together a web app regarding the California Coastal Trail. How's that going?
Oh, it's going really good. We're planning to release it by the end of February of 2016, so in the next few months. It's going to have photographs, maps, and text that highlight about 20 or 25 California Coastal Trail segments in Mendocino County that are managed by a variety of nonprofits and state agencies. So we have a team doing the field work right now, and so it's going great. We're excited about it, and it's kind of neat because, you know, as in Humboldt County, we don't have cell access everywhere, so if the web app will tell you if it's a trail that doesn't have cell access out there or not all the carriers offer service there, then we will give you a prompt so that you can download a PDF so you can have it out there in the field with you.
Nice.
Help you enjoy the trail a little more. My hope is that people won't walk around on the trail just looking at their phones the whole time.
I don't think so.
They might get hurt.
You know, and this is another great way to, you know, more market the California Coastal Trail as, you know, a great, you know, trail experience for lots of, you know, lots of people that are, you know, looking for different experiences, whether longer hikes or day hikes or visitors, you know, or, you know, folks that live nearby. But it seems like a great way to get information out there about local trails and the coastal trail in general.
Yeah, and I think also it targets maybe a different demographic, a younger demographic, mm-hmm. you know, presumably, who is more keyed into technology and smartphones and really uses those as a way, you know, as a daily way to experience and engage with things. So, you know, it's our hope that offering this kind of tool will get more people out and certainly offer a way to share information, educational information and useful information about some of the more hidden or unique trail segments.
Cool.
In our county. So,
maybe I missed this. When do you think the web app will be ready to go?
Oh, end of February.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so pretty soon. And it is, as you said, it's funded by the State Coastal Conservancy through one of their Explore the Coast grants, which they have a call out for those right now. So if you have a great project that will engage the public with the California Coastal Trail or with coastal protection, that's a good good funding source for those
yeah.
kinds of projects. It's called Explore the Coast.
Great.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, Emily, are there other things that are going on this week we need to touch on?
Well, I'm really excited for tomorrow, because tomorrow the California Transportation Commission will be voting on approving active transportation program grants. And as we spoke with Marcella Clem last week, we have six projects that are recommended for funding in Humboldt County.
Right.
So we're excited to hear about that. And to follow up with that, we'll be speaking with Susie Tice of our local Caltrans local assistance, who's been supporting that program. And we'll be talking about the funded projects, and not only in Humboldt County, but in District 1, so of projects in Mendocino County as well and Lake County. I'm excited to share some, you know, new kind of funding determinations next week.
All right, good. Well, I wish us all the best of luck, because it sounds like we kind of got our ducks in a row this time.
Yeah, certainly. So it's very exciting for a lot of trail projects, safe routes to school projects, and especially in some of the more our smaller communities, kind of throughout Humboldt County, Mendocino County, and Lake County. So it's great that rural projects have been really competitive.
It really is. That is fantastic. All right. Louisa, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Well, I really appreciate being asked, so thank you.
Absolutely.
Can I say one more thing?
Please.
I want to say a big thank you to the California Conservation Corps in Fortuna, who has been provided a huge source of the labor for the trail construction project.
They're good folks.
Really been a pleasure to work with the CCCs. So just wanted to say that.
Absolutely. Good people there. Alrighty. And and Emily, thanks again for pulling all this together. Do appreciate that.
Yes, and I'm excited to get down to USOL and hiking the Shady Dell property here in the next couple months.
Yeah,
it's open.
Sounds beautiful. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, let me know when you're coming down, and maybe I can take you on a tour.
There you go.
Yeah, will do.
Guided tour. Okay. Fantastic. All right, this conversation on Happy Trails, you will find podcast shortly at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to